1400 to FM 93.3. It is Car Talk Thursday. Mr. Dungis is in here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Always glad to be here with you. Always a little surprise, but always glad to be here with you.
Well, I never know. Charlie isn't here. You know,
that's right.
So it's always a surprise when Charlie isn't
that's
here.
That's right. But he's taking a much-needed vacation right now.
Is he? Off to watch some baseball or something?
He is... Crime Stoppers. Yeah. He's doing some Crime Stoppers.
I knew
even
it
with a vacation,
like
it's not a vacation.
All right, I knew
that's
he would have a plan. That's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. What we got going on right now?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. It's summer. It's the end of summer.
Yeah,
so, it certainly feels like it out there. Very warm and beautiful. It's been a lot of stuff going on. We're still in the model year end closeout time of year where we got the 2018 models rolling in all the time, and we've got a few 17s left and great deals on those. Ford announced yesterday that they're going to help us with an additional $2,000 rebate on top of everything else. It all stacks up. It's just on specific units. I think we had four of them left, four F-150s that are about our four oldest in stock. An additional $2,000 rebate on top of everything else on those four units only now through the end of the month. Up to $12,000 off on a brand new F-150, and that'll come with the Dungis difference, the 7-year 100,000 mile limited warranty, which is a nationwide warranty. Comes with roadside assistance and all kinds of other benefits. So it's a great deal, and we've got deals like that on everything, it seems like, across the board. And in Ford, it's SUV season, what they call it, where we've got great deals on all the SUV lineup. What we're doing at Toyota right now, a lot of the focus has been on the new Camry. We've got a brand new 2018 Camry. You've probably seen the great TV spots on that. It really is a great car. You need to come check that out. The great Toyotas.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. All the 2018, seen commercials for both Ford and Camry. F-150 is looking good.
There's a lot
good.
Of stuff. We've got a Raptor in stock right now.
Oh, wow.
There's so much going on in the community. We've got Western Heritage this weekend, Dewey. Stuff coming up with United We Rock here next weekend, I guess it's tomorrow night. Yeah, United We Rock with the United Way downtown. Another street party coming up for OK Mozart's, having their Oktoberfest here in a couple weeks downtown on the street in front of OK Mozart now, a different kind of thing than they've done before. So that'll be great. I think that's on the 6th of October. And then we had the Wooler Rock Road Race guys in last week. They're coming up on the 14th. And another thing we've talked about, and now it's really getting out, is the Wright Chef competition at the Price Tower. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go to WrightChef.com. We're in the final days now of accepting applicants for this exciting program. And what it is it's a competition, the first of its kind in the United States, to focusing on the Culinary Artist in Residence program at Price Tower. You get one aspiring chef is going to get to control the venue and have his dream or his or her dream come into reality at the Price Tower. They get to live at the tower for a year.
Wow.
They get to become the chef of Copper Restaurant and Bar, live at the tower for a year, showcase their culinary talent and creativity. We're going to have a mentoring program with them where they're going to work closely with professional chefs. We've got partnerships with Curtis Mortensen, who's the head of the Pioneer Woman program. It works with Ree real closely. We're working closely with Crystal Bridges on some of their food services. So we've got really high profile, great stuff going on. You're going to have a chance to become a real leader and work in our community for a year, and then we'll do it all again next year and have a whole new restaurant after that.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully these people will find great jobs coming out of this. And this is just another exciting program, another way that Price Tower is really stepping up and stepping out and becoming really an exciting part of Bartlesville's life. And you know, there's so much other stuff going on. I've got some friends here this morning. I've got Laura Jensen from the Community Foundation. I think you guys are probably involved in everything we talked about there.
Yes, just about, but that's okay, that's what we're here for.
I know you guys, you know, kind of, you know, you and the United Way, I think, kind of bring all of this together in our community.
We try to. You have to be a resource for everybody.
Yeah. No. So tell us, what's going on at the Community Foundation?
Oh,
right
gosh,
now?
We've got a lot going on, but I'm here today to talk about the the partnership we have with the Public Schools Foundation. This fall, we're offering three different workshops for students that are ready and preparing to go to college next year, or students that want to learn how to fill out the FAFSA federal student loan application.
Okay, so this is for seniors?
It is for seniors, yep. They have to graduate. You have to fill out the application and in intention of going to college, and then once you've filled it out once, you have to do it every year to get renewed aid for every year of college after that.
Yeah. I see.
So it's a good practice, a good time for us to really help you do it the first time.
Uh-huh. Very good. So when does that happen?
That happens October 3rd. We're actually going to do it twice. The first one's October 3rd. The second one's December 11th. They're going to be 2-hour-long sessions. We have people coming in from Oklahoma Wesleyan University's financial aid department, so they'll be able to help walk us through that, as well as having some Spanish translators there to help students who are more preferable in speaking Spanish to fill out that application. Now, that also that application is so that students can have their financial need determined, their family financial need. So that is a tool that they'll be able to use to get grants, federal grants, as well as federal loans.
Okay.
So depending on their financial need, they may get money to go to college that they don't actually have to pay back. So it's a good one-stop application.
And I will say that it's really important that you're helping people with FAFSA, because that is a complicated process for college students.
Well,
you got a lot going on in your life. Yeah. You're about to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. Your family's got all that going on. And then you're looking at college.
The sooner we can get this done for them, that application is actually open October 1st.
A lot of times people are applying for college and they're not realizing, you got to apply for this. Scholarship side of it. It doesn't all come from the schools.
Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time. You know, I'm gonna go to college. I'm gonna, you know, take a new adventure. And then once you realize you're accepted, you're ready to go, you got to figure out how to pay for it. It's something that sometimes is put on the back burner.
Understandably. So that's happening at the high school itself?
At Bartlesville High School, but we want to encourage everybody in the area to come.
You don't have to go to high school
Exactly.
Anyone can come, spread the word.
Right. Tried to get this out to all area school counselors.
Do you need to register for it or anything?
You do not need to register for it. It's a free workshop. The FAFSA workshop is a free workshop.
It's for parents and students?
Right. So in order to calculate that financial need, we'll need your parents to bring and provide their tax returns from the past year.
Oh, okay.
And if you're a student, you have to bring your tax return as well if you worked and filed a tax return.
Do we talk at all about applying for college too? This is just on the financial end
Just the financial end. We will have representatives from Oklahoma Wesleyan there to help them through that. So if they have any questions, I'm sure that they'll be able to answer some of those. But they are from the financial aid department, not from the admissions team.
Okay.
I know that Bartlesville High School brings in a lot of local college recruiters and things, so they can ask those specific questions. But the scholarship panel is also a good place for them to ask some of those questions. Because I've got people coming in from OSU, RSU, Oklahoma Wesleyan, Phillips 66, and Low Family Scholars.
That's the third event,
Event, yep.
You've got the FAFSA workshop, get this straight, is October 3rd and December 11th.
Yes.
And then the scholarship workshop is November 7th.
Yes.
And they're in the evening at the high school, one at high school, in the high school, another, and the scholarship workshop's actually in the freshman center. But they're 6 to 7:30 or 8.
Yes, and we'll provide pizza and water. We just want you to come and learn and ask your questions so that you can be as prepared as we can help you be.
That's a great program. Is this the first time you guys have done this?
This is probably the third or fourth time that the foundation has done it, but this is the first year we're partnering with the Public School Foundation.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's just another example of how you guys work in the community, and you do so many great things. What else is going on at the Community Foundation? Anything else to talk about?
Well, today, actually, starting in about 30 minutes, we have a Making the Ask workshop. It's over at Truity Credit Union in the basement.
Okay.
It helps people in any profession learn how to make the ask confidently when they're asking or raising money. But in November, we actually have another workshop. We partnered with the Oklahoma Center for Nonprofits, so these are really good education tools for anybody in the community. In November, it is program evaluations and outcomes.
Okay.
So they will get some really good hands-on tips and tricks when working within their organizations.
That sounds very interesting. I know a lot of people are involved in organizations, and that's one of the hardest things to get momentum with is the ask, and a lot of people are afraid of that. And you know, but really it's all about, like we talk about every week, about these great organizations and stuff going on in our community, and you know, whatever it is you're into, that's the, you know, it's that thing that you're passionate about that
exactly.
makes it easy to ask.
Exactly. No, that's certainly true, and it carries over to anybody's business and professional career, whether or not you're in a nonprofit and work environment or not.
That's good.
You know, we encourage board members to come too.
No, and I know you guys work with the local nonprofits too on stuff like planned giving training,
yes. mm-hmm.
and you know, all kinds of things you bring together. Local scholarships and local funds, whether
mm-hmm.
people want to focus their money. They may have an idea of some cause that they feel is not being served and want to create their own fund.
Their own fund or their own nonprofit. Uh-huh. We want to be a resource for everything charitable giving and the greater good of the community.
Yeah, and so you're just a resource to help them with that process.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they,
mm-hmm.
you can actually create the fund too, or help them create it and manage the
right.
fund.
Right, we do manage those uh-huh. funds. So we do everything from advising to educational opportunities to absolutely starting, initiating, and managing those funds. And we keep those in-house with us so that we can help you make your charitable contributions throughout the year. Now, we
right.
do that for nonprofits as well. They can have an agency fund with us that has money in it that benefits that organization throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
And every year, a reliable line item that they don't have to fundraise for.
So whether you're
for.
Established, you're already a
mm-hmm,
501c3,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all that done, or even you're not, and you want to use your 501c3.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So if you're just starting, you can come in under our umbrella. You would fall under our audit. You would fall under all of our account. Our accountant would do all of your financial any of your financial obligations so that you know that you are doing everything within the correct tax regulations. And then that's something that's called a fiscal sponsorship. So we will do all the finances for you, because generally when you're starting out, you want to follow your mission and serve the community in what you see. And it's difficult to balance finances and follow your mission at the same time.
Yeah. And sometimes, and people, you know, if you're the Gates Foundation or something,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
probably don't need the Community Foundation.
Right,
and
right.
people think you got to be somebody like Bill Gates or something to do this. But
right.
as we see in Bartlesville all the time, you don't have to have that much. I mean, to get something started
right.
to help kids with the FFA program
mm-hmm,
or to
mm-hmm.
do a FAFSA workshop.
Well, and even if you wanted to start your own, mm-hmm. You know, Dunge's Family Fund.
Sure.
You could start your fund with us and give money throughout the year. That way, all of your donations went to one place and you got one taxable mm-hmm. charitable tax donation receipt every year. And that's the only thing you would have to file on your taxes, rather than keeping track of all the donations you make throughout the year and
right.
how you serve the community.
Interesting. Very great ideas there. And so how do people, if they have more questions about that, how do they get a hold of you guys at the Bartlesville Community?
Well, you're always welcome to call us. We want to meet with you and help you maneuver your way through your charitable giving. So feel free to call us or email me. I guess I can leave my information here with the radio station. Our website is also a great tool.
Yeah,
so
I think
we have.
What's that? What is that? Because you can get the phone numbers there. And
right. Our website is bartlesvillecf.org.
Okay.
So Bartlesville, C for Community Foundation, F, C for Community, F for Foundation, .org. And then all of our workshops. I try to keep that updated for workshops and things. The scholarship and FAFSA stuff has mostly been advertised via social media and newsletters, because that's really how we're trying to, you know, reach that audience.
Sure. Well, it's incredible. Great programs and exciting stuff going on. If you do know anybody that's in that final year of high school and looking to plan their college experience and looking to explore how to finance that, there's
mm-hmm.
great opportunities here for the FAFSA workshop. We mentioned that on October 3rd and December 11th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bartlesville High School. And then a separate scholarship workshop on November 7th, 6 to 7:30 at the Freshman Center. So spread the word about that. And yeah, that's great, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me
and,
today.
We also... You know, there's another guest here. It's been a long time since we heard the knock at the door.
Hey, Brad.
Well, Dale Lewis, look at you.
Well, I enjoyed listening to her. She knows what she's talking about, doesn't she?
She does. Well, you know, there's always something going on in Bartlesville. You must not have been around much, though, lately, because I haven't seen you in forever.
I have been out in New Mexico at Philmont about half of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I had to give you a call. I'm an Avalon man. I have been for 20 years.
He's a used Avalon. Yes. Let's be specific.
And I usually get them from you, Brad, but I had an accident. I don't know if everyone knows this, out at the Boy Scout Ranch with my last Avalon. And I called you, and luckily you had a one owner Avalon there. And you get those, don't you?
We do. We get great trades, and we buy a lot of cars. You know, we're always looking to buy cars, whether you want to trade it in or not. If we'll make you a cash offer for vehicles. We actually have a big vehicle acquisition event going on right now, and we're scheduling appointments throughout the day on to buy people's vehicles. So we're always looking to that. And I think yours was actually a trade-in.
It was, but one of your salesmen sold it to her originally in 2007, and I checked the car check facts, and you guys had always serviced it, had 54,000 miles, just what I was looking for, and I appreciate it.
You can get all that information. It's all right there on the website, too, all the Carfax information, especially if it's one of these one-owner vehicles and has always been serviced at the dealer. I mean, the information's there, right?
Didn't know too much about it because I just go through your managers down there, and they take care of me, and it's just great. But
what else you got going on?
Well, you were talking about high school. Do you know it's the 67th reunion of Bartlesville High School this weekend?
I know there are some big reunions going on this time of year. I had Rotary friend say that it was his 50th, I believe, something like that.
Dewey's having there. You have to have graduated at least 40 years. Wow. But I think anyone could come. But they're having theirs up at the Western Heritage weekend.
Okay.
And I think Dewey is going to be full this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Western Heritage is always a huge, huge weekend. You got the Wild West show, the Tom Mix Festival. And then you got the reunion. Tell us more about the reunion.
It starts tomorrow night. They've got Indian tacos at the Washington County Fairgrounds up to kickoff time, which is the homecoming game.
Okay.
And then Saturday morning they have the run early in the morning for mammograms,
right,
isn't it?
I just got back in town.
I'm out.
I got it.
You're tied up in all this stuff. You know all this stuff.
Frankly, there's so much going on around here. You stand me up every morning and tell me where to go and give me a list of events this weekend, and I do better than trying to remember them all. Because truthfully, we have quite a bit.
Every weekend
in Bartlesville.
Well, that starts early, the run, and then at 10 o'clock, they contacted me a couple of months ago and asked if they could show the documentary film we put together, the last 10 tapes, at 10 o'clock at the Heritage Theater.
And this is around the book you wrote?
That's all on the book I wrote. It's been showing at some theaters around the country. Coming Tuesday, September 26th, is the 47th anniversary of the murder of E.C. Mullendore, which is the most famous unsolved murder in the whole Southwest, if you don't know that, Laura.
You've been out on the road selling your books,
Every weekend I'm someplace. Last weekend I was down with Bob Stoops and Thomas Lott at Campus Corner. The weekend before that I was out at Philbrook. I'm happy to say that all the stores in Cimarron are carrying the book out there. I'm just thrilled. And the week before that, I was in Abiquiu at Georgie O'Keefe's place, if folks know about Abiquiu and the Ghost Ranch. Mm-hmm. And the Ghost Ranch is carrying my books out there also.
Wonderful.
So I've been very lucky. And
how many printings have you done now?
We're in our fourth go-around, and it's going to Audible Book. Am I saying that right? Audible Book?
I think so.
And that will be available.
You'll be able to hear it read to you.
that'll be available December 1st. I'm announcing that right here on your show. No one knows that. It's not even on the internet yet, but they're going to be available December 1st. We hired a company out of Dallas, a reader, but we're doing all the work here in Oklahoma and book two. The book's published here in Oklahoma. The Audible book is being done here. I did have to hire a reader that was in Dallas that I liked, a radio man. Charlie was too busy. I really wanted Charlie to do that. But anyways, those will be available, and they're going to be the same price as the book, which is $24. I'll be all over Dewey, of course. Being a 1970 graduate of Dewey.
So you're going to the reunion.
I am. I'll be there Friday at everything, Saturday at everything, and I think we're going to have some good attendance down there.
Well, there always is, and I know all the guys. I saw Larry Kearns yesterday at the dealership, and I know he's been getting ready, and everybody's
Larry
excited.
And Nolan Jones, those guys are working their tails off up there.
Hello to everybody out there, and you need to go check it out. If you're new to town and you have not been to the Dewey Western Heritage Weekend, it really is a fun time, and you can. It's great for kids. It's a whole different, it's like going back in time.
I got bands at night this year. They got a beer garden over at the Tom Mix Museum. They've got a train ride that's going to go up, up to Caney or Coffeyville.
I have not heard that.
And that's going to be right after the run. Those guys are just really working their tails off.
Wild West show that goes on out at Prairie Song.
Marilyn and Kenneth, yes.
Out at Prairie Song with the Cowboy Church and tours of the prairie village that they've recreated out there.
I had some people in from New York last week, and Kenneth gave them a tour of that. And these two ladies, are in their 60s. They travel the world. They said that this is one of the highlights this year that they've been to, and they just flew in here from overseas. And Kenneth gave them a personal tour. And
well, there's so many people discovering our part of the world, and a little bit thanks somewhat to your book and telling these stories. But with all the other stuff, whether it's the Pioneer Woman or the Price Tower stuff or all this great stuff going on, there's a lot of people coming to visit our community.
Yeah, they're
going
to be able to stay at the Pioneer Woman's Hotel here
I hope they still want to stay at the Price Tower.
Well, one night there and two or three nights here at the Price Tower.
We were talking earlier about the new the Price Tower Chef in Residence program. Have you heard all about
that? I hadn't, but I sure listened to you.
Well, it is. Make sure people know you have a chance to participate in that a little bit. There's going to be a competition for this. We're going to select 6 finalists over the next few weeks. And then on October 14th and 15th, there's going to be a cook-off, basically, where the 6 finalists are going to compete. Our panel of judges, we've got professional judges and amateur judges, and they're going to pick the winner that weekend of the that's going to get to be the chef for next year. And so that night, the 14th of October at 5:30, they're going to have a reception. I think it's going to be over at the community center because the tower's been booked for a long time that weekend. That's going to, if you want to come and meet some, be a part of that, you can come that night to the reception. I think it's only $75 if you're a member of the tower, or $100 if you're not a member yet. But you need to consider membership. All these kinds of events and this exciting stuff going on is right there, for you, and you get it's a much better deal when you're a member.
My friend stayed at the Price Tower. They were there for 3 days, and they just loved it. And of course, the history of that. Yeah. And they have a good breakfast, they said, Price Tower.
The food is awesome, and we're looking to only make it even better with this program. The Jody Kerberger exhibit is going on now. People, don't forget to go check that out too, because if you don't, Jody is a local, had a gallery for many years, and we've got a lot of the art that she sold into the community that's been in people's homes on display in the gallery right now.
It's only going to be
there for a few weeks, but it's really a great deal, and it's we've had big crowd so far because people know about it. I mean, people in the local community know who Jody was, or if you do, and they want to see this art that was in people's homes.
Well, they love Jody, and Bill, of course, was a real character here in Bartlesville, and a longtime YMCA guy. Bill and his racquetball crew up there. I loved as a young boy playing up there with those guys. They were great guys. And of course, I know your relatives up there at the Y too.
Grandfather hung out there.
Donated the hot tub up there at the YMCA, which is still there and still has this plaque. I'm sure it's a different engine in that hot tub. But
it's had to be repaired.
Yeah. But it's just great, and it's great of you to do this show every year. How long have you been doing this, Brad?
Well, heck, I don't know. A long time. We've been doing it more than 10 years now, for sure. So, wow. I mean, it's this show has been around. And, I mean, I really enjoy it. And it's.
I've been buying Avalon's before Brad was here, Laura. Brad was working at the Nature Conservancy. Yeah. I don't know. He's always been a community guy, but his history at the Nature Conservancy is really great too. So.
Well, that's another great organization that we love to get the team, Bob or Harvey or anybody that wants to talk about the preserve, especially over here, but out in the Nature Conservancy.
The girls took a tour of that too over there. Very impressed.
Well, I guarantee you, there's been all the stuff in Pawhuska has been great for the Tallgrass Berry Preserve. That, you know, just getting more people and more awareness out there to that great bit of earth out there. And I know their traffic is way up.
Two or three years ago, we could have bought a building on Main Street. Not
it's
no more.
Late now. Bree's got a bunch of them herself. Anyway, that's great. We mentioned a lot of great stuff there, folks. You need to get out and check it out. Probably just have to go to the chamber website and look at the community calendar to get control of all the stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Around here.
There's no excuse for not doing anything. There's always something going on in Burlesville.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for coming in, Dale and Laura both. And whether you're going out to the reunion or you've got the high school senior getting ready to go off to college, we've got great information for you out there. And don't forget, we're in the final days of our model year and clearance event. We've got the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that comes at no additional cost to you on all our new vehicles. We've got our $9.95 oil change. That's 5 quarts of semi-synthetic oil, new oil and filter. If your vehicle needs either diesel or synthetic oil or some specific oil, it might be a little bit more, but we can give you pricing on that as well. But great deals on oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, of course, new and used cars, and all the great stuff out at Dungis. So check us out if you're in the market for any of that. Get us at DungisChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
All right, and I got to plug one more time that oil change there. Always extremely helpful. Yeah. I came in one morning, and they got my car in and out really, really quickly. My grandmother came in right behind me, and it took a little bit longer.
Well,
it just backs up. So many people want to get through.
You know, we're working on that truthfully all the time. And right now, I mean, I really encourage people to set appointments. Like yesterday was one of those days. We got so busy in the morning. They were stacked up. There was a wait for a couple hours at one point. This morning, there is no wait. So, I mean, the ebbs and flows of the tides of
I'm heading that way right now. I'm going over for an oil change right now.
Yep. Lots of good stuff out there. We appreciate it. One more time, as Laura's still here with us, one more time, website, and tell us the dates of that FAFSA workshop.
Right. So our website is bartlesvillecf.org. You can call us at 918-337-2287. The FAFSA workshops, we've got two of them this fall, October 3rd and December 11th. I want to emphasize that parents and students bring their tax returns for 2016 and register for an FSA ID before they arrive. The scholarship panel will be November 7th from 6 to 7:30 at the Bartlesville High School. All area seniors welcome to come to any of these, even juniors if you're looking to just get a little bit more information in your preparation for college. Again, that's November 7th from 6 to 7:30.
Absolutely. Again, as I said earlier in the program, I think it's super important that FAFSA is something that talked about. I can't tell you how many friends I had in college who went through as a junior, senior even, and have to apply for those things, and something got messed up or something didn't happen. They didn't get the money, and they, you know, the panic and sitting there and trying to figure out how you're going to pay for college, when you're going to get the money, can you afford this semester, what's going to happen. It's
really
crazy.
You really need to be focused on your studies.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having fun. You're in college.
Sure.
Right. We want to help you start early on that so that you can prepare for those kind of hurdles.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. You said a meeting in 30 minutes. It's been about 30 minutes, so
yes.
we'll get you going to that meeting. And of course, Brad Dungis here for Car Talk. All sorts of good things going on at Dungis, Family of Autos. Always come in, and I'm sure you'll be willing to hang out with anybody.
No doubt. Come see us.
All right. We appreciate it this morning.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
President Trump's